Idwilei Megillas Reset. I want to come to a certain point. But let's first start with the basics. The basics of leading Megillas Rus is David HaMelech, right? David HaMelech. Everyone knows that. David HaMelech. It's Miyaches, the Yichus of David HaMelech. There's an issue. David was born. Well, let's clarify this point. This is something new. I don't want to dwell on this, but when did David die? There is a tradition that David died on Shavuos. Right? That's the tradition. David HaMelech, he died on Shavuos. When was David born? It doesn't say anywhere. There is no birth certificate. Rav Michal, they could not even fabricate a birth certificate as to when David HaMelech was born. There's absolutely no source.
At least we know where he was born.
How do we know where he was? The whole story with the Mamzer? That's for now.
We know what country he was born.
He was born in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I hear what you're saying. But there's no accurate record of the day that he was born. However, there is a tradition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem is Mimale L'shnoisav Shal Tzadikim Miyoyim Liyoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the Gemara, Masech the Megillah. Moshe Rabbeinu, he died on Zayin Adar. If he died on Zayin Adar, and he was born on Zayin Adar, Hashem is, for Tzadikim, they are full years. If this was true for Moshe Rabbeinu, that we appear to know as a fact, we assume to know as a fact, that Moshe Rabbeinu was born and died on the same day, we assume that principle is true for all tzaddikim. If we know as a fact, assumingly we know this, I don't even know how we know this, that David died on Shavuos, that means he must have been born on Shavuos. So what are we celebrating on Shavuos? Are we celebrating his death, or are we celebrating his birth? David is not Rashbi. The only one who celebrate their death is only one person in the entire in Judaism from beginning to end who celebrate their death, and that is Rashbi. Everyone else besides Rashbi, we mourn their death, but we celebrate their birth. So if David died on Shavuos, it means he was born on Shavuos. To celebrate the Malchus of David, David's birth, Shavuos is a day that we celebrate his birth, and the way we celebrate it is by reading his Yichus. The Yichus of David goes back to Rus HaMoaviah, and the end of the Sefer goes through the Yichus, the Yishai Hoylides David. Okay, so we go, this is one of the main reasons. I'm going off on a tangent now. And the question is, if a person lives a full year, it really means that he dies the day before his birthday. Isn't that correct? If you want to say that a person lived out a full year, if he's born on Zayin Adar, he would have to die on Vav Adar. Because if you make it to the Zayin Adar, that means you're now one day into your next year. A bar mitzvah boy is not 13 years old. He's 13 years old and one day. The bar mitzvah boy completes his 13th year on the day before his bar mitzvah. And you should know that indeed some Rishonim hold that that's the day when he's bar mitzvah. A boy should ischayev in all mitzvahs not on the 13th year and one day. If a boy is born on Zayin Adar, he becomes chayev in all of the mitzvahs 13 years later on Vav Adar. Because Vav Adar is when he has concluded his 12 years. He has concluded and now he begins. So if you want to say Miksa Yom Kikulo, some want to divide it up into parts of the day, whatever it is, but the year ends on the day before your birthday. That's so. Why then does a bar mitzvah boy, a chayiv mitzvah on if he was born on Zion and we celebrate on Zion? That's really 13 years and 1 day. Okay, 13 years and 1 day. Okay, that's a technical question, but when it comes to tzaddikim living and dying, they should really die the day before. And the answer is, the Marsha says this, the Marsha picks up on this, and the Marsha says, do you know why Moshe Rabbeinu died? He was really 121 years old. Moshe was not 120, 121. He was born on Zion, and he died on Zion. So he entered 1 day into year 121. It's incorrect to say that Moshe Rabbeinu died, lived 120 years. He lived 120 complete years and a day. He died the next day. Why is that so? It's to express the idea that the Ribbono Shel Olam does with us chesed, more than we deserve. It's a token gift to awaken us to the realization, Dava shahayu bichlal, v'yotza minachlal l'lamed, loy l'lamed al'atzma yotza, ela l'lamed al'kol haklal kula yotza. A person, maybe you'll say, or Michal will use the word, is entitled. He comes into this world, he's entitled to live 120 years. Okay, let's borrow that language. Hashem puts you in this world, and if you behave yourself, and don't cause others harm, others pain, if you behave yourself, you'll live for 120 years. I'm entitled. If you put me here, Hashem, I'm entitled for a full term of 120 years. Okay. But you're not entitled to live 1 day more than that. If you make it to 120, and then you have another day in your life, that you're certainly not entitled to. Because that's you pass the lease. Your lease is 120. So why then did Moshe Rabbeinu die on Zayin Adar, not on Vav Adar, at the end of the day? It should be when the sun was setting on Vav Adar, right as the sun set, Moshe Rabbeinu should die. That's all he's entitled to. Yet Hashem said, you know what, Moshe? I give you one more day. 100, you can go Zayin Adar. You know why I want to give you one more day? Because that one more day, even you, Moshe, will acknowledge, I don't deserve. I'm not entitled. Entitlement is a max of 120. 120, one more day, that you don't deserve. And that should be for you a departing message when you leave this world. And you should say to yourself, look at that. Just like this day is a gift. I don't deserve it. You know something? The truth is, davar shahaya bichlal, v'yotza minachlal l'lamed, lo l'lamed al atzma yotza, ela l'lamed al kol haklal kula yotza. I didn't really deserve even 1 day of my life. You think you deserved 120 years. You're entitled. Guess what? I owe you nothing. I don't even owe you 1 minute in this world. The fact that I gave you 120 years and I misled you to believe that you're entitled to it and you took it because you're entitled, okay, I fooled you. Now, when it's all over, your entitlement is all over, you're now down to the extra 1 day, appreciate that every moment I've given you in this world was a gift. You know who says this part? The Marsha. I don't know if he says it in these words, but this is the essence of what the Marsha says. So, it's earth-shattering, this Marsha. All the tzaddikim we're finding in Chazal, they born and died on the same day. It doesn't make any sense. If you live a full year, you die the day before. That's a full year. If you're born on Zion, you're born with sunrise, with the Tzei Sakhar Chavim on Zion, that means you die with Tzei Sakhar Chavim the very end of the day on Vav. And that's exactly 1 year. That's exactly 120 years. How come we find the Gemara gives a whole list? I don't know the list. What?
But that's not the full year. That's not full year.
It is a full year.
In the middle of the day. That is not Memaleh Shnotam Shin Tzadikim.
So
Memaleh Shnotam Shin Tzadikim completely.
Let's discuss a simple case. I hear what you're saying. In fact, in laws of bar mitzvah, some hold that you become bar mitzvah because of this reason at exactly the time. If a person was born at 12 o'clock,
yes,
then you bar mitzvah on your bar mitzvah on 12 o'clock. Because that's bidiyuk. That's exact. But let's discuss a very simple case, just to illustrate the point. But the point is true all across. Let us say a person was born with Tseis HaKoy Chavim on Zayin Adar. It's Zayin Adar, it's 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, the stars come out. He's born, he comes into this world. And he's entitled, make believe, if Hashem puts you in this world, you're entitled to live 120 years. Entitlements. We live in America. Entitlements. Moifsim. The food stamps. The man is Medicare, Medicaid. The Vav is WIC. The pay is food stamps, and the samach is Social Security. Entitlements. Moifsim. A moifes. You're entitled to a stimulus package. The moifes, the samach, now stands for a stimulus package. Stimulus check. You live on moifsim in America. Moifsim. You're entitled, right? 120 years. So if I'm born on Tzeis HaKachavim Zayin, so when does my entitlement run out? It runs out as the sun sets and it gets dark on Vav Adar, 120 years later. So when they'll put down on the death certificate, time of death, date of death, they're going to write down 6 Adar. Birth, on the birth certificate, Zayin Adar. He was born when Tzeis HaKoy Chavim. Zayin Adar. Death, the end of 6th Adar. That's really what it comes down to. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu on record is born on Zayin and dies on Zayin. There is extra. There is an extra day. Chazal, I'm not saying this. Chazal say 13 years v'yoyim echad. If you're going to tell me the same exact calendar day, that means you're going one more day. There is no entitlement. V'hayu yomav meya v'esrim shana. It's a pasuk. That's not the pasuk shah in the pasuk. That's not what the pasuk really means. But everyone abused. That's one of the favorite psukim of abuse. Everyone abuses the pshat and the pasuk, and they tell you that's the pasuk means that you're entitled to 120 years. That's not what the pasuk means. There's a wild drush, but fine, we'll live with it. We'll accept it for now. V'hayu yomav meya v'eshem shana, 120 years. So what are you doing here? It's 120 years in one day. You don't belong here in this world. You're right, I don't. Hashem did with me chesed. He did chesed. He gave me an extra day that I don't deserve. And you know something? When I reflect upon this one extra day, it shakes me up. It makes me realize that all of those days of my life of 120 years, they were also extra. Because the truth is, there's no such thing in Yados as entitlements. You deserve nothing. Everything Hashem gives you is chesed. Rabbosai, that's why we lain Megillas Rus on Shavuos. Chazal say over and over, Megillas Rus is kula chesed. It's chesed, the chesed of Boaz, the chesed of Naomi. What Naomi did, what Rus did for Naomi. Extraordinary chesed. What Ruth did for Naomi. It's like the social distancing generation. Naomi stayed home and Ruth deposited food packages in front of her door every day. Naomi was the one who went out as mamish. His mamish, he couldn't get a better appreciation of what's going on today. All the people, the elderly people, they're locked up. They're sheltered in place. They're home, social distancing, so they can't go shopping. So who does their shopping? The grandchildren. And the grandchildren come, and they put the packages of food outside the door, and they open the door from a distance with a mask and gloves from 20 feet away, and they turn on the music. Thank you, Hashem. And they play the music, and they start singing and dancing. Who was the first one to do this? Ruth. She was the first one to do this. Naomi was an elderly woman. She stayed home. She couldn't go outside. She may catch a flu or something. So who went out to the field? It was Mevazeh herself to collect the barley and the wheat and bring it home to Naomi and put a food package in front of her door. Rus. Chesed. Boyas. Chesed. It's kula chesed. Torah. Torah is kula chesed. Chazal say Torah begins with HaKadosh Baruch Hu starting a gemach to give people clothing. A clothing gemach. Hashem made for Adam and Chava kosnois or vayal bishem. A clothing. This Torah begins with a gemach for clothing for poor people. And the Torah ends with a burial society. Chesed shalemes. Hashem buries Moshe Rabbeinu. It's kula chesed. So why do we lay in? Because there's something else. There's another chesed that's very relevant for us. David HaMelech was born and he died on Shavuos. David was born and wait a minute. Yimale Hashem shenoisav shel tzadikim miyoyim liyoyim. Miyoyim liyoyim. What is he being born and dying on the same day? There's an extra day here. You got it. You hit the nail on the head. The fact that David was born and David died on this very day, I gave you one day extra, a chesed. And that one day of life, of chesed, will make you appreciate that every day in your life is kula chesed. Okay, that's the drush. That was the drush. Okay, there's a lot more to this. But Amir Tzashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the other ideas. We'll discuss some other ideas why we lay Megillah Esrus, some other concepts that we can take out of this. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, have a wonderful day. All the best to all of you. Be well. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Take care. Zayg's and Mr. Weiss. I saw your wife in the background, Mr. Weiss. I saw your wife in the background. Send her my regards.
Tonight, you're going to give the
shiur. Yes, tonight we have a new shiur. We have a new shiur tonight. We're going to start tonight. Whoever wants to come, we're going to learn. I was originally planning to do the chavrus with someone. It turned into a shiur. I hope we'll call something. 7:15 to 8 o'clock, planning to learn Chumash, Rashi, and Unkelus. Nothing deep, just simple parship shot, just to move ahead. Chumash, Rashi, Unkelus. 3 days, tonight, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday we learn Siddur, at the same time we learn Siddur. I'll send out the link, it's on the other channel. If you go to the webpage, if you go to the home, the website, Morning Kolel, on the top right, there is a link where it says Dafyomi. It says there on the top right, Dafyomi, Siddur, and Parsha. You click on that link, it takes you to another page where you can click on the Zoom link for that shiur. I can't use this channel because this is the shul's channel, and they use this channel at night for shiurim. Rabbi Snow gives a shiur, the rabbi gives a shiur. This channel is occupied. I have to go use a different channel, so I have that channel on the other page. 7:15. I'll send out the link.
Is that the 1, 2, 4, 3?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. You don't need. You should. If you just click on the link, you shouldn't need a password. It should take you right in without a password. But right, that's one. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, it's on morningkolel.com. On the top right, there is a link. There is a link to it. It should say something like Dafyomi, Siddur and Parsha. When you click on that link, it takes you to a different page. On that page, it looks like almost identical to the homepage, and it says there the times, and it has the information, the link to click for the shiur. Okay, Rabbi Sai, have a wonderful day. Be well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Nashua. Thank you for coming.
Rabbi Oleski, good morning.
Rabbi Bart. Rabbi Levine, thank you,
Heshi. My pleasure. We learned. We started off the shiur. I mentioned in the beginning of the shiur. Did you hear us? We learned Lezeich and Yiddish Mas, your mother-in-law.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Yashikaya.
My pleasure.
Rabbi Bart, I agree with you 100% about going.